Terry Stouffer is looking forward as much as anyone to a new affordable and intergenerational housing project at the Luther Court Complex at Cedar Hill Cross Road and Cedar Hill Road in Saanich. The 95-unit project will be geared to students, older adults and families as part of what the site's owner, the nonprofit Luther Court Society, started in 1974 by members of Lutheran Church of the Cross, calls a campus of care. There will be common areas designed to promote social interaction and community support services will be located on the project's first floor. At an announcement about the new development on Thursday, Stouffer said she got to know how well the society worked when her late parents moved to an existing Luther Court facility, after it came time for them to leave their house. They lived there for the last few years of their lives, she said, and were treated to a special family-like environment. The level of caring really showed in the last few weeks before her mother died, Stouffer said. There were people from the kitchen that came on their breaks and just sat with her. Stouffer said she would like to live in the new project, and hopefully learn from the younger residents as much as they might learn from her. Housing Minister Ravi Kalone said at the announcement that the Luther Court project is one of 8 affordable housing projects in various stages on Vancouver Island that will eventually provide 867 rental units. All are part of the third intake of the Building BC Community Housing Fund, which supports projects where 70% of units have rent geared to income, with most rents set at 30% of income, and some rents tied to income or disability insurance. The remaining 30% of units will rent at or below market rates for those with moderate incomes. Funding levels for the projects from the province are still being determined, but $3.3 billion has been invested in the Community Housing Fund to build homes through 2032. We're doing the work to ensure that there are affordable new homes for a wide range of people, from seniors on fixed incomes to growing families, Kalone said. Luther Court Society Board Chair Susan Bansgrove said that adding intergenerational housing to the Saanich site is the realization of a dream. This program will support an important need in our community, she said. We are grateful to the province, through BC Housing, for recognizing the value of this program and selecting Luther Court to provide it. Saanich Mayor Dean Murdoch said the Luther Court project is shovel-ready, and is among others slated for the municipality. We want to provide housing for people at all life stages that provides a high quality of life, and these projects certainly contribute to these goals. Murdoch said that Saanich gives nonprofit housing ventures front-of-the-line service and attention, so they can be completed as soon as possible. BC Nonprofit Housing Association Chief Executive Jill Atke said projects are going on around the province to deal with the rental housing shortage. These new homes are critical for British Columbians experiencing affordability challenges today, but importantly, they will also be home to thousands more in the generations to come. The redevelopment of the Nellie McClung Library Branch at 3950 Cedar Hill Road is among the other projects on the island. This special community landmark will retain its place in the neighborhood, but will be rebuilt at double the size and modernized to offer a new, up-to-date, state-of-the-art library facility and amenity space for our community, Murdoch said. Housing will be built on top of the library area. The project, a partnership with Capital Region Housing Corporation, is to include 200 homes for families and older adults. Murdoch said the project is a way for Saanich to use its assets, to have a stake in the game, in providing affordable homes. Solving the housing crisis can only happen when all levels of government work together. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. Island Projects. 6 other affordable housing projects are slated for Vancouver Island. Victoria, 11 Chown Place, 77 homes for families and seniors, in partnership with the Gorge View Society. Central Saanich, 1183 Verdier Avenue, 110 homes for families and seniors, in partnership with Capital Region Housing Corporation, in Brentwood Bay Village. Commercial space expected to be included could be used for daycare. Nanaimo, 1125 Seafield Crescent, 62 Homes for Seniors, in partnership with Woodgrove Senior Citizens Housing Society. Port Alberni, 2866 4th Avenue, 40 Homes for Families and Seniors, in partnership with Makola Housing Society. Greater Victoria, address to be announced, 186 Homes for Families and Seniors, in partnership with Capital Region Housing Corporation. Greater Victoria, address to be announced, 97 Homes for Families and Seniors, in partnership with Capital Region Housing Corporation. > To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.